three-time Pro Bowler.
How does that sound?
I don't know. It sounds good. It hasn't quite hit me yet.
Yeah.
We still have one more game here as the Oakland Raiders against a divisional rival. So it hasn't quite hit me yet, but it's definitely an honor.
Usually pretty clear in the fact that you don't play for that. You don't play for the recognition thing or anything else, but it must mean something to be going three times in a row.
It does mean something. It just means to me, one, you know, that, you know, dreams do come true. And two, just having the respect of my peers, the respect of the fans, and respect of my teammates, it means the world to me.
I'm sure you'd like to not be the only Raider going. Are you kind of keeping your fingers crossed that maybe Mac and Woodson will join you because they're alternates right now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, those two guys are Pro Bowlers to me. You know, C. Wood, you know, is the GOAT. You know, he's kind of, you know, that DB that you talk about, like the Jerry Rices and the Michael Irvins and the Deion Sanders and, you know, Charles Woodson is right there. The only difference is he's still playing, and he's still playing at a very high level. And Khalil Mack is at the opposite end of the spectrum, where he's just starting his career, but he's going to be one of those guys as well. I mean, the sky's the limit for him, so definitely want those guys to be out there with me.
You surprised at all? Given that the use and the numbers are down a little from the last couple of years, and you don't play for that either, but they are down a little bit, and sometimes that's what goes into the voting for this kind of stuff.
I mean, when you look at it, you know, I'm a fullback, and my numbers are down from a personal standpoint, but they're still the best numbers amongst the fullbacks.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know about surprise. I haven't thought about it too much. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just, like I said, I'm just worried about this season and trying to get as many wins for the Raiders before I worry about anything else.
So you're checking other fullbacks' numbers? You know?
I don't have to check them. Do you?
No, I do not.
Oh, okay.
I believe you. I take your word for it.
Appreciate that.
It must be nice to see you guys win some games at home and then have so many young guys kind of pitch into this thing for somebody who's going to be around here and who's under contract for a while. It must be nice to see some other young guys kind of coming in and showing what they have.
It's been nice to see our young guys, you know, be productive all year this year. I believe we have, you know, one of the top rookie classes in this league that has been in this league for a long time. You know, we got guys starting for us, guys playing a lot of, you know, productive snaps for us. And, you know, Justin Ellis, TJ Carey, Khalil Mack, obviously, Derek Carr, obviously, and, you know, there's so many other guys that are playing great ball for us that are young guys and have a long career ahead of them. Extremely proud of those guys. They've persevered through a lot of things this year. Some things that a lot of veteran guys, you know, on other teams wouldn't necessarily be able to be successful in those types of situations. So those young guys have matured very fast for us and definitely proud for that.
What have you seen from Murray, and how would you describe his running style?
His nickname says it all. It's the Tay Train. You know, he does everything and has been doing everything that we want and need him to do since he's been here. And he brought a good dynamic, a change up, you know, in the run game when he first started running the ball for us this year. And, you know, now he's a featured back and he's deserved everything that he's getting.
What do you think of this format that they have? I know that you went through it last year where they kind of, you know, picking guys from different conferences. Was that kind of a cool thing to go through with something different?
Yeah, first you look at it and it's kind of fun for the fans, but it's fun for the players too, you know, because we change up a lot. You know we're not just hanging out with other AFC guys or, you know, different divisional guys, but, you know, we're hanging out with everyone, you know, just kind of mixing it up.